Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Monday, July 6th. Hey, how about starting with a little good news? Because we sure do like good news here as well. It's been a rough bunch of months. This virus has kicked the blank out of all of us. And so what is one of the upsides of this crisis, at least on the financial world? It is that interest rates are really low. Well, check this out. We now have learned that federal student loan interest rates have hit or are about to hit historic lows. For the 2020-2021 academic year, the one coming up, right? The interest rate on federal student loans for undergrads, 2.75%. That beats the previous low, which was back in the 2004-2005. Grad students, your rates, 4.3%. Parent plus loan rate, 5.3%. Can you imagine? This is fantastic. I'm so psyched about this. Of course, it's only for federal loans. A lot of the folks out there, you might have private loans or maybe you have older federal loans and they're more expensive. You should look into refinancing. Remember, we had a guest a while back, David Klein from Common Bond. That's a good company to check out. So I encourage you to do that. All right, let's get to your questions. It's a long weekend. We're coming back into a work week. You know, it'll be the dog days of summer, but frankly, summer is going to be better than the spring, hopefully, for most of us. Connie writes, I am a widowed 67-year-old retired educator. Okay. I have reasonably good health, and I'm easily able to live off my pension plus my Social Security. My invested assets, not including my home, exceed $3.5 million, about $1 million of which is in an IRA. I've already named three of my favorite charities as beneficiaries to the IRA. My two sons are well-educated, fully employed, and not dependent in any way on my assets. Nevertheless, I gift them and their wives the maximum annual gift allowed by the IRS. No strings attached. That's very nice. Okay. So here's the question. I'm looking for sources to assist me in doing more charitable giving. In 2019, the deductions for charity were about $45,000. What can I read, listen to? My Christian, socially liberal, fiscally conservative values are well defined. So far, I haven't been interested in a charitable remainder trust. I listen to many of your podcasts, and I appreciate your point of view and frankness. I don't hear others inquire about this subject. You know what's so funny? We just had a question about this, Mark, when we were talking about the various trust options with some of the large brokerage firms. So I'll give you an example. My brokerage accounts are held at Fidelity. Fidelity has a charitable trust that is so easy to use. And what it allows you to do is it allows you to push as much money into that trust whenever you want. So you could do it annually. You could do it in one big fell swoop. You could do it in a year where your taxes are going to be more than in other years. Sounds like you're pretty consistent. But at the end of the day, what it allows you to do is to push a lot of money into this trust and then distribute the money whenever you want. And so this is not a charitable remainder trust. It's a giving fund. I know that Fidelity has it. I know that Vanguard has it. I know a lot of different places have it. That's number one. And you can do that easily and you can give money from the app itself. It's so cool. The other thing to consider is that you're 67 now. You are going to actually then at some point have to take these required distributions from your IRA. Well, what you could do is in the IRA distributions is that you could make a charitable distribution, a qualified charitable distribution. You can do that as early as age 70 and a half. And that allows you to gift up to $100,000 directly to the charity of your choice from your IRA account. And the cool thing about that is I know that you have these favorite charities as your beneficiaries, but at the time when you're 72 and you have to start taking money out of these accounts because of your required minimum distribution, you will avoid doing that. You could just basically bypass you, not declare the income, and pass that money on to the charity. So I think that's kind of cool. You also may want to check out Charity Navigator and dig down and do a little research on some other charities. But I think that those are really good vehicles that will allow you to give money away efficiently. Check that out. And if I've missed something and maybe you're not holding your accounts in a place that has a charitable trust or giving account option, let us know. Okay. Okie doke. Here we go. Mona writes, is there a way to calculate break-even point for Social Security? Yeah, it's very easy. The problem that Mona says is I'm 64 years old, and based on my health condition and family history, I probably won't be living past the age of 80. Okay, so break-even for Social Security is usually 78 for your full retirement age, 77, and like 82 or 83 if you delay. So if you are really don't think you're going to live past 80, maybe go ahead and tap those benefits right now. The only caveat I would put on that is that for some people who are hearing this, I don't want you to get too crazy, because if you have a spouse who's relying on your record to claim benefits, even if you were to predecease this person and not live so long, if the other person could live long, you might want to make a different choice. Okay, Anonymous writes, I just turned 30. I don't have much money invested or saved. I stay with my parent in a rural, low-income area, and I was unemployed for a little while. I got a job at a school in August, making $38,000 gross. I have $2,000 and a 403B. I haven't paid much attention to it since it hasn't been a full year, and it takes 8 years before it's vested. I plan on moving within 2 years. By March, I had savings of $7,000 plus $1,000 in a checking account to be invested. I was planning on starting a Roth IRA in March, but because of COVID, my mother expecting to retire next year, I thought it best to save more. Now I've got $9,000 in savings and $1,000 in a checking account. Also, I'm still paying $240 a month to lower the principal on my $56,000 worth of student loans. Since I plan on moving within 2 years and possibly saving for a new used car just in case, what do you say is the best course of action for me to catch up in retirement and general wealth? Should I be putting the $240 a month and $1,000 in a Roth IRA? No, I like your idea of paying down the student loan debt, especially that 6.8% one. I would get cranking on that, and I would not worry too much about the Roth right now. The money that's in the 403B, the money that they put in is subject to vesting. I think the money that if they're making you or you're putting money in, then that's not subject to vesting. So pay down that high interest debt. That's going to real and do the most you possibly can. But don't deplete that savings. You worked hard to build it up. Let's see. Greg had written to us about a refinancing. And he said he was trying to refinance to a 15-year mortgage and he couldn't get it. And he said he's making additional payments to his monthlies right now. And he says, the reason I'm contemplating refinancing is that rates are 2.25 to 2.75. My existing mortgage is 3.99. Do you think it's still beneficial to just continue making additional principal payments rather than refinancing? Well, I mean, look, I don't know what the cost of the refi is, but my guess is that you may be better just knocking that sucker down. Yeah. So Mark reminds me that you were having a hard time in getting a loan underwritten because you are retired already. So I wouldn't like freak out about it. 3.99 is not the worst rate in the world. Crank it down as much as you can. If you could refinance, fine, but I wouldn't drive yourself crazy either. Oh my God. Remember Lisa from Washington who had that crazy identity theft issue with her family? And her father was like, I'm going to write you out of my estate plan. This is the follow-up. I played my dad your clip. It helped a ton. He's calmed down now. I followed the advice from your book on identity theft to the letter. Plus, I got ID protection through work. So thank you for this. Your advice helped me to catch the theft before I lost any assets. Thanks to Mark, too. Thanks to you for writing. If you have a financial question, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. If you go onto our website to jillonmoney.com, you can listen to past shows. You can also watch some TV segments. You can check out the resource section. There's a lot of stuff there for you. I encourage you to sign up for our free weekly newsletter because Mark always finds something cool to put in there. Remember, if you have those student loans, those rates are dropping and maybe it's time for you to refi. If you've got a question about a student loan, why don't you give us a holler? Remember to wash your hands and wear your masks and maintain that physical distancing. And please put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Lift somebody up. We'll talk to you tomorrow.